This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa station, as well as my Moss Family Automotive studio and two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and let's not forget about the Customs, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you for your great effort for keeping us moving along. We appreciate everything you're doing. Don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page on Twitter at Captain's America Third Watch, and our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now from founderscode.com, Denise Seibert.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Now, my question for you is, give us the latest update that you're seeing on the news that the president and the first lady have tested positive for COVID-19, all, of course, brought on by Hope Hicks testing positive earlier yesterday that we found out about. And where are we at right now in all of this? What's going on?
Well, it came from earlier yesterday that Hope Hicks had tested positive. And so once that happens, they begin looking at contact tracing and her movements, and then they start testing people around them. And, of course, she did travel with them. So
right.
The president and the first lady were then tested. Now, whether they used the same test kits or testing system in the White House for everybody, I do not know, so I can't speak to that, but not all tests are equal,
right,
put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so having said that, I think they're going to move on and continue, I would say, increase testing on White House personnel.
Sure.
Now, the only other update that we have since, 10, 15 minutes ago is that the campaign and the White House, because they're separate staff,
yep,
are redoing the president's and the first lady's schedule.
Right.
Because I think the next debate is Miami on the 13th. So that puts him just a day or day and a half short of the 14-day quarantine.
Correct.
So we'll have to see what happens with that. The other piece is I think the president was supposed to travel today to Florida.
Yeah, he was coming to Sanford.
And a couple other places. Well, those things will be adjusted. Or they will try, some other method for him to be, part of, these rallies. So, I don't know, these rallies are certainly where he speaks, but there are other, front speakers, if you will. So we don't know if that will get, amended or not.
Well, Don Jr. Was going to Gainesville, tomorrow probably, I think it was, after the president did his thing today. So who knows? We might see.
It will be interesting to see what prophylactics, in other words, what kind of medical measures will be applied to the president, because, you know, there is a White House doctor, and, you know, they they get the best of all treatments. Now, the other issue is the Pences. I don't think the Pences have been in contact with the president in the last couple of days.
Nope.
It doesn't appear to be. So I don't think that that will affect the debate between Pence and Harris, which I think is in Las Vegas. I'm not sure where that one is, but that debate should go
I thought on. It was Miami.
No, that's the next one with
with Biden. Now, I do know it can take upwards to 6 days for a COVID-19 patient to display any symptoms, and normally most people develop only mild symptoms, so the president's in pretty good shape and physically, and I'm sure his immune system's up, especially after having taken hydroxychloroquine and that zinc mixture for a while. That couldn't have done anything but helped.
Well, that was a couple of months ago, too, so... it's be interesting to find out if he was continuing to take it. I don't think so. But it'll be interesting to see if they go ahead and administer it again.
Yeah. And the only thing that he's kept on his schedule for today is a phone conference call he's going to have with a senior association about health care and whatnot. That's still on for the day on the telephone.
Yeah, and I think there's certainly that's official. There's certainly the other conversations that go on, because the House last night passed, which we knew they were going to do, their version of the pandemic aid package of $2.2
trillion. Right.
Now, it has not been approved, and it narrowly passed, by the way, very narrowly.
Right.
The Senate is not going to sign off on it. I think that the Republicans said they would go up to $1.3 trillion. But
I thought it was higher than that, but that's okay. I thought I saw...
We're not going to go to $2.2 trillion.
No, no. I thought I saw $1.8 or something like that in one of the things I saw. But anyway, we'll get back to that and a couple other things here when we come back. But again, the President and the First Lady, we are talking about them. If you want to call in and opine, the number is 877-969-8600. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, this segment brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. And I'll tell you something. Balance of Nature is something that I've been taking for going on about 6 months right now. And it is working good for me. I got a little bit more pep in my step. I feel like I got a little bit more pizzazz to go with the jazz, and I'll tell you what, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great deal for you. It is called Balance of Nature, and I am taking the fruits and veggies, but they have a complete wellness product line, and you can go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That'll save you 35% on your order. Whatever you want to order, 35% off, period. No questions asked. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. Now back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Okay, we were talking about the headlines around the world and whatnot, and you're seeing some interesting comments. I just wish the people on the other side of the aisle would be a little bit more respectful and stop acting like a bunch of lunatics, because some of the comments are just ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's to be expected. I mean, some of these, you know, social media people have put out stuff that's just repugnant. Others have been, you know, all right, and, you know, some expect some shock and whatnot, which is really kind of interesting because, you know, the White House, they have a protocol there that would really prevent anybody from being infected. So I think the concentration is going to be on Hope Hicks and what her travels have been to see where it could possibly have happened. The other piece is again, using a different kind of test or continuing testing, because you can get, in fact, false positives. So we will necessarily see.
Yeah, and again, the thing about this is my past experience with it was when I contracted this and did not realize what I what I had, and nobody did for about 3 months until they realized I had antibodies from the only way I could have got it was to have this. I initially, and I guess it affects people differently. You get maybe a dry cough and respiratory problems.
Well,
and maybe
they have something what they call a flu load.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the severity. You know, some people may have it very mildly and just kind of go on. Other people, it just, you know, takes them to their knees and they end up in, you know, some ventilator. But then again, it also is part of a comorbidity. You know, I played tennis against a friend of mine on Thursday, and she was up in Virginia, and she had tested positive, and she ended up in the hospital in Virginia, and she said it was kind of rough on her, and she has no health issues. So, but she wasn't there very long. It wasn't severe enough that she had to go on a ventilator. So, it does affect people differently, and there is something that's called the flu load.
Yeah, and I actually got laryngitis to begin with. I lost my voice, and I had to have our good friend Kyle Warren work with me for 4 nights to literally be my voice as I fed him the information as to what I wanted to talk about. And you remember that. But that's different people. It affects different people in different ways. But what happens is the survival rate, because somebody said, oh, my God, we're praying he's in such dire – no, he's not really, and we don't know that, and I'm not even going to go there, because the survival rate for this, if you really do get it, is 96.4% if you don't have any other ailments to go along with it. Now, obviously, if you do and you're over 70 years of age, then the numbers go a little bit different, but to begin with, your immune system, and I'm sure – with the routine that this president's been keeping, I'm sure his vitamins are off the chart. I'm sure he loads himself up just like my doctor's got me loaded up for what I do.
Well, the survival rate is very high, but it does, we just talked about it. Those that have some other kind of comorbidities, or I was saying it wrong, I was talking about the flu load. It's actually called the viral load.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize for that. But, they will be measuring the amount of virus in a body, and they do that by using either blood and or plasma to determine the viral load. Mm-hmm. And then based on that, it determines what kind of drugs will be administered.
Now, we've got a question here which is not even related to what we're talking about. That's okay. You're free to ask us whatever you want. And this is coming in from Julie. Julie's in Atlanta, and thanks for tuning in Atlanta, Julie. We appreciate you very much. She's saying, is the United States really going to close down their Baghdad embassy, or are they going to keep people there or just move the embassy next door?
There is a discussion to shutter the embassy. We will always keep personnel there. And so it wouldn't go away completely. It could be that they would just be moving certain pieces of, or say, departments out of the embassy to. And the reason is because apparently there are some other threats. And we have that they want to ensure that, you know, there's some protection against those threats. The other piece is we have turned over a lot more work and responsibility to the Baghdad government.
Right.
But I don't think I appreciate the question, and I give Julie a big hat tip for staying current on that one. A lot of people are not even paying attention, so good work on Julie. But it hasn't been completely decided yet. It is on the table, and it looks like we will be shuttering up certain activities that go on in an embassy.
All right, and now we've got a question here from Sean, and this is Sean in Michigan. Sean is saying, how about the children? Will they be kept away from the president and the first lady?
Yes,
and,
okay. Of course.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They pretty much are anyway, the grandchildren and whatnot. I think there may have been plans for them to all be together this weekend.
I think so.
But, yeah, they'll change up some amend some schedules in a big way.
And, again, the vice president's not assuming any duties, anything like that. We just had a comment here from somebody talking about, well, will the vice president step in? No, he won't. It's not.
The only time a vice president steps in is if the president is rendered incapable of carrying out a duty. In other words, if he was going into some kind of surgery and there's a period of time that he would be under some kind of, drugs that would render him incapable, they turn over the duties on a temporary basis to the vice president. That's not where we are. No.
You mean like Alexander Haig and Ronald Reagan when he got shot? Remember that?
We're correct.
Well, I'm in charge here. Yeah, sure he was. He was the Secretary of State. He forgot there was somebody else just a little bit higher up the ladder, but that's okay.
Correct. But, yeah.
Okay. Now, the other thing is we do have the White House doctor, Trump's personal physician, Dr. Sean Conley, who is saying that the president and the first lady are doing well at this time. Their plans are to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence. He's saying that it could take upwards to 6 days for a COVID-19 patient to display symptoms, and he's also come out and said there will be further tests.
Correct.
Yep. So there we go. Now, if you were a fly on the wall, would we have this debate on the 13th coming up?
My guess says yes. There's probably a discussion going on between the debate commission and the two campaigns for some flexibility. And that doesn't mean they would have to use them, but they would move them back, or move them up 2 or 3 days. I don't know. But I can assure you that today there will be those discussions, a three-way conversation and those negotiations in case they're needed.
Now, we're going to be leaving a segment here in just a little bit, but I believe, folks, that everything just changed. I think we've got a brand-new ball game right now. I believe the president's strong. I believe he'll become the symbol of not only fighting coronavirus, but a symbol of living and not fearing the future, because some people go, oh, my God, I got to wear 6,000 masks, and I can't go anywhere, and I got to be 25 feet away. Trump won't do that.
Okay.
So I think we just added to his little forte. But anyway, we will let you go. We'll talk to you on the weekend show, and you have yourself a great day and stay low.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. We're going to do a military and veterans news segment right now. We're going to cut it a little bit short, but if you want to call in and opine on what's going on, you can do that at 877-969-8600, and I will be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The president wants to be clear.
I condemn the KKK. I condemn all white supremacists. I condemn the Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys, almost nothing, but I condemn that.
President Trump on the horn with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel. The condemnation of white supremacist groups comes 2 days after the presidential debate in Cleveland. Trump was asked by moderator Chris Wallace to condemn white supremacist groups. He declined to do so. though the president's words to the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by prompted celebration among the classified hate group. President Trump also called out Democratic rival Joe Biden.
He should condemn also Antifa. Antifa is a horrible group of people. They kill people. What they do to people, and they're causing insurrection, they're causing riots. He doesn't want to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you are looking for a challenging and rewarding career, I'm going to tell you, National Aviation Academy is the place to go and become an aviation maintenance tech, job security for life. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy is to take a tour of one of their two locations. You can call them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. Now, well, they have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have another one down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from me. I'm on the east side, they're on the west side. So there you go. So 800-659-2080, take the tour, find out what's all about going on at the National Aviation Academy. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Well, besides the COVID at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the president and the first lady are doing fine after testing positive for the coronavirus. This brings to light a lot of different things going on with the military, but we're going to start with a couple of things that need to be mentioned. First of all, In deciding how to move forward with the warped and carbonized hulk of the amphibious assault ship Bonhomme Richard, the U.S. Navy leaders now face a series of choices, none of which are good. They're all bad choices. It's going to cost millions of dollars to get this thing seaworthy again. And it's going to cost money to totally scuttle it, if that's what they wind up doing. In the meantime, members of the House Armed Services Committee have ripped apart a Pentagon proposal to move about 12,000 troops out of Germany, questioning the civilian and uniformed officials testifying on everything from the lack of cost projection to whether the move is just in response to an arbitrary cap set by the president. Also, Iraq's foreign minister said his country hopes the U.S. will reconsider its decision to close its diplomatic mission in Baghdad as a group of ambassadors expressed their willingness to help Iraq tackle their security challenges. Well, they keep lobbing rockets towards the embassy, trying to get them in the compound. They killed six civilians out in the street the other day, and we're just over it. They can't seem to control the militias that are doing this. We're just over it. Now, the U.S. State Department has preemptively cleared Switzerland to purchase the F-35A Joint Strike Fighter and F-A-18EF Super Hornet, just days after a public vote narrowly okayed the Swiss government to move forward with a planned procurement of the new fighter aircraft. Now, we're talking about Switzerland. Now, this is billions of dollars worth of money they're going to spend. Also, the U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper met with Tunisia's president, kicking off a North African tour amidst the growing concern about the lawlessness in Libya. Well, you know, Libya is not under control really by anybody. It's under control by a group of warlords similar to what is going on in Somalia, and I don't know how we're going to rectify that situation, but I guess they're trying. Turkey's in the middle of it too, by the way, stirring the pot. Now, the Navy, U.S. Navy aircraft and ships with the Reagan Carrier Strike Group, conducted an air power demonstration over the Philippine Sea this week that came hard on the heels of a war of words between Washington and Beijing. Got to be careful over there. By the way, a pair of B-1 Lancer bombers passed through the Arctic Circle en route to the Norwegian area, where they were on a training mission with the Norwegian Air Force. They crossed the North Pole to be able to train with the Norwegians. And the headquarters of the U.S. Africa Command could move back to the U.S. under the controversial plan to pull the 12,000 troops out of Germany. We'll see what happens there. By the way, the anatomy of a pandemic response is how the U.S. military fought coronavirus clusters on Okinawa. Little groups pop up over here, two or three over there, and it was like playing whack-a-mole. And rockets, once again, have struck an airbase where, Iraqi airbase, where U.S. troops are located. Six rockets landed near the Erbil International Airport in the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region of northern Iraq. Now, this didn't injure anyone, did do some damage. But again, it's the Iranian proxy forces that are doing this. Now, on Monday of this week, and then verified on Wednesday, the Justice Department announced it had obtained nearly $136,000 from a Texas company, Western Rim Investors, which charged illegal apartment lease termination fees to 41 service members, and illegally denied early lease termination to four others. That's big stuff. That's big stuff right there. Also, the president is considering the $2.2 trillion COVID-19 relief proposal that was tossed out by the, or put up there by the Democrats. The Republicans right away countered with $1.5 and the president made a comment that he was willing to go a little bit higher, but whether or not they're going to go all the way to the $2.2 trillion is a problem, because you see what the Democrats have in there is they have $1,200 stimulus checks for all the illegal aliens across the country that are documented as illegal. That's number one. That's just not going to fly. Just not going to fly. We had that conversation yesterday when we first heard about that. So think about that for a second. And President Donald Trump reinforced his decision to eliminate racial sensitivity training in the federal workplace during the first presidential debate, when you might have heard him say that he called the central components of such training sick and insane, which you won't get any argument from me on that, because we have problems, but not to the extent to that has to enter into it. And we don't have the problems we used to have, because, again, those of us who grew up in the 60s and the 70s and saw what was going on in the streets and whatnot, far different place, or at least it was until the Democrats decided to do what they did with their buddies Antifa and Black Lives Matter, when they activated them to go out and do what they needed to do, or however they wanted to do what they did. Now, again, I'm going to be talking to Chris Markowski coming up here shortly. The big question with Chris is going to be what's going on with the market, because the market has dropped about 400 points right now. Futures are down too. And the market is reacting, I won't call it strangely, but they don't like any uncertainties, and they're not exactly sure of what's going to happen with the president, the first lady, and all that. So they're just kind of tippy-toeing around. By the way, there is one good thing, if we could get it to happen sooner rather than later. The wholesale price of gasoline has dropped 10 cents a gallon today. They jacked it in my neighborhood here, my area, 20 cents a gallon again, for no really known reason. Oil had gone off to about $44 a barrel. It's now down to $38, down $6 a barrel, which means the price has come way back down again. And they jacked the price 20 cents a gallon. Well, now they got to lower it again, because that's what's going to happen. But what do I know? What do I know? I just know we're getting ripped off by the oil companies. Every time they do that, I know we're getting ripped off. All right, I hear the music in my ear, and hang in there, because coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to talk about Wall Street. We're going to talk about why the market's doing what it's doing and what Chris thinks is in store for the country now that the president has to put up another little unexpected battle against coronavirus along with the first lady. And it doesn't mean he's got it. They're going to give him another test, more thorough. We'll find out what's going on. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia from the Double D Ranch up there and Cowboy Logic Radio. And she is up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us right now, doing those chores in the stable, because she and her husband Don are in the stable right now, and I know they're listening to us, so hello to those guys. And a big shout out to everybody down there, Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road away from them. They're a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, my conversation with Chris Marcassi is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Just give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you get $100 cash guarantee when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans that you're driving. Now, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required if you're down here in Florida, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they will come to you. Auto Glass America will come to you, your home, your office, process your insurance, replace your windshield, give you a premium quality windshield, and $100 cash back too when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. Then make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
The big question is, right now, after watching and listening and hearing about Hope Hicks testing positive first. By the way, I've met her, so she used to be the Florida director. She started out as a Florida director here for the Trump campaign and then became the communications director and all that stuff. And then she became the communications director in the White House for a while. But she tested positive, and then about 1 o'clock this morning, the breaking news came over all the airwaves, radio, television, whatever, and said that President Trump and the First Lady tested positive for COVID-19. Now, first of all, your thoughts about that?
I mean, what do they think about it? I look at this more or less now, it's like catching the flu.
Right. You're right.
That, you know, that's basically, you know, looking at the numbers and what we have, basically, it's like catching the flu. It obviously doesn't have, that stigma, but it is. But again, the flu can be dangerous, very, very, very dangerous. My grandfather died, of the flu. My father-in-law died of the flu. They were obviously, you know, my grandfather was in his 90s. My father-in-law had, you know, Parkinson's to go along with that. So it can be dangerous. Flu can be dangerous when you're older as well. So, you know, it's obviously an issue. And it's obviously going to bring COVID back to the forefront in the news, that it's going to be, you know, great for all the people want to scare the hell out of everyone. But again, it's like the flu. It's a virus that is contagious. We're doing a great job handling it. The hospitals and medical facilities are doing a great job handling it. I'm sure the president's going to be just fine.
Well, here's my opinion, and this is just my opinion. With this happening the way that it has, I would say everything has just changed, but here's what I mean by changing. The new ball game is going to be President Trump will get strong. He'll get over this. He'll become the symbol of not only fighting coronavirus and beating it, but as a symbol of living and not fearing the future and giving up and going, oh, boo-hoo, well, and all that stuff, which we think somebody else might have done.
I hope so. I hope that's the case, because this country, again, could we handle a scenario like World War II where we can mobilize to go after an enemy? I don't know anymore. It's changed a lot. You know, the overall, I guess, psyche of many people have changed. It's this defeatist type of an attitude here, this constant fear that creeps into people's minds. Fear is a paralyzing thing. It really is. And I'm not saying that this certain people who have certain, you know, health issues shouldn't be, you know, have some sort of fear with this. But again, you can do what you need to do to go out there and protect yourself. But living your life in fear is no way to live.
Now, let's just be hypothetical here for a minute. You're in the stock business. You do a lot of that. You see a lot of investments. You do that. That's what your business is. But let's say somebody comes out and says, well, he took XYZ and it made him better. Is that going to cause the stock market and that particular stock to go bonkers?
I mean, it could. I don't foresee him saying, I took this and it made me better. I did this. And you don't know. It could be a myriad of things. I had a brother, I had a brother who went through cancer, and it took a while before, the great people over at, Moffitt Cancer Center there in Tampa figured out what exactly was going to work, to make him better. So everybody's situation is unique. We all, you know, have a different, doctors have to go through a bunch of things to figure out what might work. And it's very similar, I think, what's going to happen with COVID.
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is people over 70 years of age, there is a 96.4% survival rate without having complications enter into the mix, and then the numbers change differently. If you've got a good immune system, you're going to be fine. I look at this as being, like you say, the flu, because that's basically what it is, and then you get over it and you move on.
You know, listen, there's a real issue in this country, and again, I've been saying this for a long time, been talking about this. It's a part of financial planning. America is not a very healthy country. We have a lot of problems when it comes to what people eat here. We don't eat as healthy as we should. It was interesting. You had the CEO of Whole Foods actually come out and say that. He was blasted. So you can't say that. You can. We have to change our habits. We're living longer, but we certainly have health issues here in this country, and the rest of the world is getting like that too. You have to, you know, build up your immune system. You have to exercise.
Right.
These are things that you need to do that can help protect you from this. And quite frankly, you know the old saying, an apple a day keep the doctor away. You know, you take some vitamin D every day. You're exercising every day. You're taking care of yourself and you're eating healthy. I think it's going to do a hell of a lot more than wearing a mask.
Well, you're right, because my doctor jacked up my B12, jacked up my vitamin C, my D, gave me a little zinc. I've taken another supplement that works, and, you know, it's all part of taking care of yourself, and my exercise is to walk.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be doing things. You have to be, you remain active. You have to take care of yourself. And it's that. It's also, you know, just again, you'll cut your health care costs down a lot. If you keep doing that throughout life, and that's can be a big expense for a lot of people once they get older. So yeah, it's a financial planning issue too, believe it or not.
Yeah. And let's get into that for a second, because again, a lot of people, I had several people say something about health insurance. Well, not all health insurance covers COVID, coronavirus and all that. And I'm sitting thinking to myself, say, wait a minute, what the hell are you talking about there? I haven't heard about that. Have you?
Oh, no, I don't know anything about that. You get sick. What do they say? Oh, it's COVID. We're not going to cover
you. Sick is sick.
It's not the case. It's not the case at all. Again, they're not going to allow that to happen. So let's not be silly here. Not to mention the fact that the hospitals get paid a nice reimbursement if it's tied to COVID. So they're going to want to take advantage of it.
Yeah, they do. And that's how come up here in your state, New York, they had a lot of that stuff that was not necessarily what it was, because they might have gone in there with a respiratory problem, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, it's COVID.
Oh, yeah. You're going to tie it. So there's been the case of many of the situations when people have died. You die with COVID, but you may have died of something else.
Are you going to a restaurant anytime soon up there before half of them close, which is what we're hearing now? About half of the restaurants in New York City are going to be gone, and that's going to be the end of it?
No, I have not gone, and I'm not planning on going into New York City, and I'm certainly not going in there to go to any restaurants and deal with that. The restaurants have been holding on pretty well out where I live. They haven't been very strict out here when it comes to rules, and I'm thankful for it, and things are coming back out where I live, but the city's a whole other story.
Well, I never thought there was a Woods out there in Long Island, but you're in it.
A what?
Woods.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the country.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because the further out you go, they raise potatoes out there yet.
Oh, we have vineyards. We've got farms, farm stands everywhere. People, they fail to realize, I'm 30 miles outside of the city. It looks like Cape Cod. It's a completely different world.
And the sharks are bigger.
That's the sound. When you get out of Montauk, they're going to get pretty big, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're coming up on the music here. It is the weekend coming up, and I hope you have a good weekend, and we look forward to talking to you on Monday morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Now, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and you can go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. He's on the radio this weekend on a whole bunch of stations, many of whom are right here. You're listening to them right here on these stations that I'm on. So I'll see you when I come back. Frank Silvato, our buddy from the Underground USA, is coming up. Frank is a retired Chicago firefighter paramedic. We're going to get into some medical stuff with him. Don't go nowhere. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.